is, and that doesn't apply bisman hazeh. And the last parak talks about the chamisha inuyim. So the Mishnah in the end of Yuma formulates the principle of pikuach nefesh. We have the Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos, which is earlier. Also, if a woman is about to give birth, so you're allowed to be on Shabbos. But the sugya in the Gemara with all the Mekoris is in the end of Masechta Yuma. The Mishnah says that if a person is weak and there's a suffix sakana that he may die, the Isser of eating Yom Kippur is an Isser deraisa, and you're not permitted to violate it unless there's a Vadei sakana or at least a suffix sakana. The Gemara says there, each Tana has a different mocker to establish that this is the din, that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Yom Kippur, Deicha Kala Tarakula, except for the Gimel Averis Achimuris, Avedizor Gila Reis and Shvichas Daim. Each Tana has a different mocker, and then one of the Amoraim came up with a new mocker, B'chai Bohem Elosh Yomus Bohem. The Gemara said that that mocker is better than all of the Mekoris of all of the Tanoim, because based on the Psukim that the Tanoim said, one might perhaps be misled to believe that Pikuach Nefesh is only Deicha Shabbos if it's a Vadai. For sure, it's a very smart investment. Bimchal Shabbos, and he's going to live on. What if it's very iffy? What if it's a Suffolk? We're not so sure that his life is in danger. We're not so sure his life is Vadai in danger. We're not so sure that that we'll succeed in saving his life if we'll be Bimchal Shabbos. Or even if the Roiv is against it. Let's say the Roiv is that he's not really Bisakon. Even if we don't drive him to the hospital on Shabbos, he's going to survive. Wait till after Havdalah, he'll survive anyway. Or the likelihood is that even if he will drive him to the hospital, he's going to die anyway. Even if the Rav is against, so that's, we're learning, many are learning Ksubas this year, so the last daf in the first Perek, in Ksubas, the Gemara quotes this halacha from the end of Yuma, the main sugi is the end of Yuma, that even when you have a Rav against it, the din is that you're still Mechal Shabbos, and you're still... Even a Svek Svek in the Miri says, still, even a Svek Svek, everything is very iffy. Still, the din is at Yimchal Shabbos. The Sefer Issa V'Heter, those who are learning here a day will know every page they quote the Issa V'Heter. Hilchas Treifas, Hilchas Basa B'Cholav, everything is based on the Issa V'Heter Ha'orach by the Rabbeinu Yoina Ashkenazi. There were two Rabbeinu Yoinas. Rabbeinu Yoina Ambroches on the Rif is Rabbeinu Yoina Hasfardi. He was a mechutin of the Ramban. The children were married, but the Rabbeinu Yoina Ashkenazi wrote the Issa V'Heter, so that's why the Ramoah quotes all the time Psalkim from the Issa V'Heter Ha'orach, Alabav Heis, the Issa V'Heter Ha'orach. So the Issa V'Heter has one section about Pikuach Nefesh, the last section about Pikuach Nefesh. So he tells over a story that one of the Balei HaTosfos was deathly sick before Yom Kippur. And the doctors told him that if he doesn't eat on Yom Kippur, for sure he's going to die. And even if he eats on Yom Kippur, the likelihood is he's going to die anyway. So he decided on his own, ain't Safik Moitzim De Vadai, that since even if he eats, it's a Safik, he's going to save his life. And there's a Vadai Yisr, so he may as well not eat. And lo and behold, he fasted and he died. So all the Balei HaTosfos were screaming at him, you're Meshugana, you're committing suicide, you're not allowed to do that. We don't pass like him. The quote, it wasn't the Riyah, the Rabbeinu Thomas, wasn't one of the famous Balei HaTosfos, a name I never heard of. So he said that it is not so. Even if there's a Svek Svek, even if the likelihood is that you're not going to save your life, the din is still you have to eat on Yom Kippur. The Pashtus is that this is not a din that was invented in later generation. Pashtus is that in Maimon HaSinai, there were old sick people who weren't allowed to fast at that time. So the din al pi Pashtus is that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Yom Kippur was always like that. In the book of Chashmonaim, it sounds as if the practice used to be by some groups in Eretz Yisrael that if the Goyim would attack on Shabbos, the Jews wouldn't fight back. Even though it's a suffix sakana, Vadai sakana, they wouldn't fight back. And that din was in Schadish in the days of the Chashmonaim. So Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria, who was the founder of many of all the Yeshivot Bnei Akiva, the whole network of Yeshivot Bnei Akiva in Arzon, he has a whole essay on this. He said, that's inconceivable. What do you mean? They never knew the din of Pikuach Nefesh. It's not a shaila that came. It's not a shaila like you, Sholem Idas, a new shaila. That's from day number one. You have a shaila Pikuach Nefesh. When the Torah was given on Shavuos, what do you do on next Yom Kippur? Do you fast or do you not fast if your life is Bisakana? They were old sick people who probably couldn't fast then. So he reinterprets the historical story that's related in the book of Chashmonaim of some other din. But the Pashtus is the din of Pikuach Nefesh was always known. The Rambam has a whole attack against the Karaites in the beginning of Perek Beis and Hilchos Shabbos, the Karoim didn't believe in Pikuach Nefesh. So they would let people drop dead on Shabbos rather than being Mechal Shabbos. So the Rambam has a whole... He has a few attacks against the Karoim. So that's one attack. Then he has the other attack about Hadlokas HaNeiris. The Karoim said that Le'sevareish B'chom HaShoseh, you're not allowed to leave lights on. They would sit in the dark on Friday night, and on Shabbos morning they would eat cold food. Friday night the food was warmed up before Shabbos. On Shabbos morning you can only have warm food if you leave a fire on. So they misinterpreted the Pasuk. Le'sevareish means you're not allowed to leave a fire on. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to leave a light on Shabbos. So the Rambam has a whole attack against them, that you say, Abrochem when you're Madlikas Haneris, and Pikuach Nefesh is Deich HaShabbos. Milch HaShabbos, Professor Chaim Soloveitchik published a very fascinating essay about this, that in Hilch HaShabbos, B'miyuchad, the Rambam organized the halachas in such a way as to attack the Karoim. Usually he's just writing the halachas. Here it's clear that some of the things are outright attacks against the Karoim. The Gemara in Yuma Davov has a machlokes amaroim, and then a Dav Zayin. The Gemara shows that it's really a machlokes atanoim from earlier generations. The din is that a korban shezmano kavua, usually a korban yochid is ein zmano kavua. Korban yochid, a person is mukhiyev to bring a chata. So you can bring it today, tomorrow can't bring it on Shabbos, not derech Shabbos. Or a korban oil, a korban shlomim, whatever. Usually a korban yochid, ruba de ruba of korbanos yochid, not zmano kavua. And Ruba the Ruba of a Karban Sibur Azman and Kavua. So that's why the Tanoim use a lotion, Karban Sibur versus Karban Yochid. The Karban Sibur is Decha Shabbos and Decha Tumah. The Mishnah says in Tmur in the second paragraph, Meir says, and the Mishnah doesn't really depend on Karban Yochid versus Karban Sibur, really depends on Karban Shezman and Kavua versus Karban Shein Zman and Kavua. But that's what we say. The Karban Sibur is Decha Shabbos, Decha Tumah. So the Gemara has this Machlekes Amaroim, then it turns out to be a Machlekes Atanoim. Is that Karban Tzibur is Doiche Tuma, or Tuma is Hutra B'Tzibur? Is Tuma Tuchuy B'Tzibur, Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur? What's the difference whether you use this formulation or that formulation? The Gemara says in Afgemina is, we have a Klal Omer Esh Lakish, that Esei Doiche Loi says that's Tuchuy, that's not Hutra. So that's why Esh Lakish says, Komokam Shatamotze Esei V'Loi Sesei, Im Afiyoch L'Kayim Eshnei Mutav, if you can fulfill the Esei without violating the Loi Sesei, there's no Heter, it's only Doiche, Esei Doiche Loi Sesei. So the chuyah is only when it's eif shalakayim shneim. Whenever it's eif shalakayim shneim, there's no din of the chuyah. But if you say hutra, means that b'mokam essay, there's no. If the din would have been that essay, b'mokam essay, the lavim ahutru, so then even if it's eif shalakayim shneim, you would be allowed to violate the yisam. So Machredin came up with a chiddush that Reish Lakish's din is only min derabbanan. That min haTorah essay is not only doichalais essay, the less essay hutra. I don't know. I thought it's not correct at all. But a few Akronim came up with this idea independently of each other. So Gemara has the Machloikis about Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Is it Hutra or Dechuyah? So similar to that Machloikis, the Rosh in the end of Yuma, the very end of Yuma, has a Machloikis in Rishonim. What's the nature of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos? Pikuach and Pikuach Nefesh in other areas, how Allah did say Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos, or Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra? What's an Afkemina? I can eat, let's say, there's someone has to go to the hospital. A woman's having a baby, someone is deathly sick. I can ask the next door neighbor, please drive us to the hospital on Shabbos, or I can drive my own car on Shabbos. So I'll ask them, if there's a chashash that the goy is next door neighbor may dilly-dally, and he may pause, and the person may possibly lose his life because of the postponement. So that's a svek sveka of a sakonis nefoshin. So you run yourself, but we're not talking, there's no... No suffix of postponing. The guy is prepared. He's about to drive the car. So would you say you should try to avoid the Chilul Shabbos? If Pikuach Nefesh is only Deicha Shabbos, so Hechad Epshel Lekayim Shnei Mutam, you should try to avoid it. Or should you say, no, that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra Hetagom. So this is a famous Machloikas HaRishayim. The Pesachei Tshuva in the end of Yerideya talks about the dinners that a Kohen is not permitted to be Metami to a Meis. And we put this in Machlokes Abaye v'Rava in the Gemara and Nazir regarding a Kohen and a Nazir, and we put the Ramah, but the two Gisses in the Gemara, which way did Abaye say and which way did Rava say? So the din is always like Rava, except for the six cases of Yalkigam. So the Ramah paskins la halacha that a Kohen and a Nazir is prohibited from coming in an oil agoises. Even though agoises kechayim chol dvar, he's not dead, he's not mitame, but it's a din deraisa, learned that from a droshim, from a pasuk. That a Kohen is not permitted, a Kohen and a Nazir is not allowed to come in contact with a Goy. What if he's on Hatzolah? The Hatzolah here in Washington Heights was founded by Kaganov. He is a kohen. He'll continue to be a kohen. So every so often he would take someone in the ambulance, and then when he realized the guy is dead, so he would jump out of the ambulance. And when he realized there's nothing you can do for him, then he would jump out. But calls man that there is something to do. So the kohen is permitted to violate the din, even though the goyis is kachai, is not betame, but still the kohen is not allowed to come in contact with the goyis unless there's a possibility of a pikuach nefesh. So in the end of Yeridaya, when they have the din, a kohen is not allowed to be metame lameis unless there's a suffix sakon, unless he may save his life. So the pischei tshuva there quotes from the Chasam Sofer. How come the Gemara has separate psukim for Shabbos and separate psukim for kol haTorah kula? So he came up with this idea that on Shabbos there's room to say the Rosh basically has this in the name of the Maharam Rutmerg in the end of Yuma, that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos could be that it's Hutra as opposed to Pikuach Nefesh by Tumas Kohanim or by Macholos Asuras or by eating on Yom Kippur. Could be everything else is Dechuya. Could be that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra, and in Kol haTorah kula it'll be Dechuya. So this is an Afkamina Ladina. So the Ramah is Machmer, it's Ramah and Hilchas Shabbos is Machmer that we should treat Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos as Dechuya. And hechadev shalakayim shneim, whatever you can easily avoid it. If there's any chashash of postponement, then it's a safik pikuach nefesh. You have to rush, even if it means you have to be mechal shat. But if there's no chashash of postponing, the Gemara has a din in the end of Yuma, quoted by the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says when you have to be mechal Shabbos for the purpose of pikuach nefesh, you don't ask a katan before bar mitzvah to do it. You don't ask an amoritz to do it. You don't ask a woman. You don't ask a person that's not so observant to do it. Because then the impression that will be conveyed will be that it's really something you should try to avoid. And you may have a case in the future of a chayla mesukan. And all the religious Jews won't want to get involved. Because we know the last time we asked a cotton to do it, we asked a goy to do it, we asked a non-observant Jew to do it, and the religious Jew shouldn't do this. So it says you shouldn't ask a cotton. You should have dafke adults to do it. You shouldn't ask the ketanim because you'll convey the wrong impression. When the Rambam quotes this din from the Gemara, he changes it a little bit. He understood alayde gedolim means talmid chachamim. So the Rambam writes, "Einosim dovez alayde ketanim alayde gedolim yisrov chachamehim." He understood gedolim means gedolim ter. That's why I remember years ago there used to be a rabbi in Torah with us, Rab Simcha Sheps. He was one of the lucky few who learned by Rav Velvel Soloveitchik. Rav Velvel, when he lived in Brisk, had a long table in his home that had 11 seats. So he had room for 11 Talmidim to come and visit. So there was Zoyche. So they allowed it up as 3 Talmidim from Radin, 4 Talmidim from Miri Yeshiva. They decided how many Talmidim they're allowed would be allowed to come from each Yeshiva. They used to sit and learn. Usually they learned for 1 year, then they went back to the Yeshiva. Rabbi Gorelick used to be a Rebbe here in Yeshiva. He was fortunate. He was dating a girl in Brisk and she didn't agree to marry him. So he was fortunate he got another year because they allowed him to come a second year because he had to clinch the deal. And then he married her the second year. So he was fortunate he learned by Rabbi Elvel 2 years. All the others learned 1 year. So Rabbi Simcha Sheps was one of the prominent Talmidim who went from the Miri Yeshiva in Europe to learn by Rabbi Elvel Soloveitchik. So he told us over here, he called that once on Shavuos, in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz of Shachris, someone ran into shul and screamed out loud, a Jewish university student was run over, and he needs medical care, and he's not a citizen of whatever country Brisk was at that time. I don't know, I kept on switching every couple of years. Poland, whatever, Russia, I don't know. So they wouldn't treat him unless someone would contact the consulate and then arrange for it. Otherwise, since he wasn't a citizen of that country. So Rabbi Shep said, who do you think the university student was? An apikairis. Religious boys didn't go to university then. Very few. Very few religious boys went to university. And if you were religious, you would become an apikairis in university. So when Rabbi Elvela heard that someone has to call the consulate, he ran out of shul. He's the rabbi. It's his responsibility. He ran out. And then so Rabbi Shep was telling the rest of the story, that the gabbai didn't want Rabbi Elvela to miss Kriyas HaTorah. Chazaras HaShatz he missed. Okay, he ran out in the middle. So then the gabbai told the chazan he should sing everything slowly. He even saw Oren and Yud Gimel Nidus, everything slow, 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 slow. He still didn't come back. Then he said, long Mishad Beirach, that should everything slow, slow, then slow. Yeah, you have to start. So they started Musaf. They started Musaf. Then Rav Elvela came back in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, in the middle of Tefillah Balachash. Everybody was standing Shemana Esrei, so Lavla couldn't walk up to the front where he had his machzor, because he's not allowed to walk in front of people who are davening. So he davened in the back by heart. So after he finished Musaf, he didn't remember. He was so tumult. He was so disoriented because he had to be Mechal Yontav. He had to call on the telephone. He didn't remember whether he said the Shachris Dikah Shemana Esrei or the Musaf Dikah Shemana Esrei. I could probably say the Musaf Dikah Shemana Esrei by heart, but I wouldn't be able to say Biyom HaKippurim, Biyom HaBikurim. I wouldn't know how to say the Psukim by heart. I don't know how we had to have a minute to say the Musaf Dikah Shemana Esrei by heart. Anyway, so after the davening, what happened was I had asked Rabbi Sheps, who knew Rav Dovla Soloveitchik, that in the Achiezer, in Rav Chaim Moshe's Tshuvas, that he published during his lifetime, the three volumes, so he prepared them for publication. So he edited them. But then after Rav Chaim Moshe passed away, they had additional Tshuvas, which were never edited. So you have regards to this one, and Rav Penach Hagis is not feeling well, and how's the Rebbetzin doing? This one has other things. So in the Tshuvas that he printed, he edited out all the side things that were not relevant for the future generations. And in the Tshuvas that were printed after he passed away, they were never edited. So they have, and one of the Tshuvas to Rabbi Kosofsky, who was his brother-in-law who lived in Johannesburg, has a Tshuva on Gerkot Matbilim Oso Adaz Bezdin. Many are learning Tshuvas, the Siyah Tshuvas, Daf Yud Aleph. And he writes at the end, Rabbi Chaim Moshe writes at the end of the Tshuva, and Befrat, he gives a psak, and he says, Befrat, Rav Dovla Soloveitchik visited by me last night, and he agreed with my psak. So I asked Rabbi Sheps, Rav Dovla Soloveitchik took a stand on a psak. The Talmidim said, Rav Dovla never passed on anything. So Rabbi Sheps said, it couldn't be. I can guarantee you, Rav Dovla didn't say anything. So he told over this whole story that Rav Dovla had his own shaila of Yalav Yavoy. He didn't remember if he said the Musaf Digishman Esrei or Shachris Digishman Esrei. So he said, after Musaf, he walked over to the Dayan, to Rav Simcha Zelig, and he asked him, what's the din? And I remember, and the Dayan started asking him, do you remember saying, after the Chartona, do you remember this? He didn't remember anything. He said, the Rav Dovla wouldn't pasken anything for himself. I can guarantee you what happened was, the Rav Chaim Moshe wanted to bounce his psak off of someone else. So he told it over to Rav Dovla. He said, probably Rav Dovla didn't bat an eyelash, didn't say yes, didn't say no. So because he didn't say no, so Rav Chaim Moshe right. Rav Dovla was masking with me because he didn't say no. So people, when I published this story that Rabbi Sheps told us, so people got upset. What do you mean, Rav Chaim Moshe wrote a lie? Someone sent me a nasty letter to him. And so I said, Rabbi Sheps knew Rav Dovla better than all of us put together. He learned by him. He said, Rav Dovla, we were just discussing this past week in my shiur, we're learning Ksuvos now. So Dayan Grosnas used to be a dayan in London. So he has in his tshuvas, Levi, he has on two different issues. He writes, he visited Eretz Yisrael from London, and he asked Rav Dovla two different shailas. Rav Dovla said to him, our shailas are good to shaila. Our shailas are good to shaila. I kept on repeating a few times, he didn't give up psak. Rav Dovla wouldn't give up psak on anything. Anyway, but this, Rav Dovla ran, he says, who do you think university student was an apikorist? Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion. I lied about Michal Shabbos for an apikorist. Dina Ka'akum. He quotes the Prima God in Machal Shabbos for Hesed, Dina Kak, maybe not allowed to be Machal Shabbos for these people. So Rav Shep said, who do you think the university student was? It was an Apikiris, and Rav Avila ran to be Machal Shabbos to save his life. So we Ashkenazim follow the Ramah that whenever there won't be any delay at all, we should try to have a Nochri do the Chil Shabbos, so we should try, the Gemara has there in the end of Yuma a concept of Hakala Kal Tchila. If you have to eat, let's say, non-kosher food to save your life, and you can either eat chazer or you can eat tevel. So chazer is a lav, and tevel is misa b'dei shamayim. So eat the chazer, don't eat the tevel. Or if you have something is tevel, something is koris, chaleb is koris, and tevel is misa b'dei shamayim. So koris is worse. The Gemara says, machila masa kala kal tchili. If the person eat the iser, that's less. So you have to work out, and the Gemara has a long sugya. Which Isser is less than which? You have to have a hierarchy. So the same thing doing Chilul Shabbos. You have to know which Isser is Mochom and then which. When there was a concern that Rav Elvela as a teenager would be drafted into the Polish army, which he wasn't, he wouldn't be good as a soldier. So when there was a Havnin who was going to be drifted into the army, so Rav Chaim was learning with him the Ramam Hilchah Shabbos, that he should know how to be Mechal Shabbos, when he'll be in the army. So someone passed by, they said, what are you learning? Rambam. We don't know he's passing like the Rambam. Learn with him Shulchan Aruch. So he said, no. In the Shulchan Aruch, they don't tell you what's the Raisa, what's the Rabbanon. The Rambam tells you what's the Raisa, and you have to know Hakal HaKal Tchila. when the soldier has to be Mechal Shabbos, or a doctor has to be Mechal Shabbos, they have to know which is a more Chamedikis and which is a less Chamedikis. There in the Pesachei Tshuva, in the end of Yeridei, in Hilchos Tumas Kohanim, part of this is in the Ma'amar Kohanim here. So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes Achasam Sofer. There are Mishnayos in the middle of the door. A person is a Muda Hanor from someone else. He took a neder not to get Hanor from someone. People used to take such funny in the door. So the Mishnah talks about is the other fellow permitted to treat him. So the Ran on the Dorim, everybody learns in Dorim with the Ran. So the Ran on the Dorim quotes a line from the Yerushalmi that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that sometimes we say, Lav mikol adam adam zecha lehisrapis. So you have the same, the doctors on the same level of proficiency, but sometimes ben Hashamayim it'll be nigzar that you will only be misrape if you'll be treated by this doctor, not by the other doctor. If one doctor is better than the other, so we would certainly assume. Let's say you have a kohen and a non-kohen. They're both doctors. How did the kohen become a doctor? That's a good question. Okay. Let's say you have a kohen and a non-kohen. They're both doctors. And the kohen is a bigger expert than the non-kohen. So there's probably a better chance, and it's a serious situation, a serious procedure that you need. So would you say the kohen is allowed to treat the goises? Would you say the kohen is allowed to treat the goises? It's Epshel Lekayim Shneim. Let the Israel treat the goises. So if the kohen is more proficient in medicine, so that's a suffix akana. Maybe the less knowledgeable doctor won't know how to save his life. Maybe the kohen is more knowledgeable. But what if the kohen and the non-kohen are on the same level of proficiency? Let's say Shabbos. It's a Jew and a Nochri. So either the Jew can treat the patient or the Nochri can treat the patient. It's in a hospital. Nochri is going to treat him right away. So would you say that lav mikol adam adam zecha leisrap is therefore makes it a sofik sakon, a sofik bikoch nevish, maybe min hashamayim, it's only nigzar that the patient should be nisrape if the kohen will treat him, or if the Yisrael will treat him as opposed to the Noach. So the Chasam Sofer writes like that in a tshuva, that svara that the Yerushalmi says when again in the middle of the Dorim, lav mikol adam adam zecha leisrap makes into a sofik sakon. And the author of the Pesachei Tshuva, who lived in the 1800s, doesn't think that that's correct. He doesn't think that that makes any sense. If the kohen is a more knowledgeable doctor, and the patient is a geuses, then we would say he has to treat the patient. Maybe he'll save his life. Maybe the other one is less knowledgeable. He won't succeed. But just because it is that's highly questionable whether that makes into a suffix or not. So again, we have this pasuk v'chai bohem, and the pasuk teaches us that pikuach nefesh is derech kol ha'tara kula. Not only vaday pikuach nefesh, even safek pikuach nefesh, even svek sveike, even if the odds are against, even if the odds, all the odds are against, you have to go. You don't say ain't safek mitzvah v'vaday. You have to go bend over backwards to make sure that you save the person's life. There is a big machlokes harishonim. Big machlokes of Rishayim at Taisus and Erechen at Taisus and Nida talks about it. The Mishnah talks about a pregnant woman eating on Yom Kippur because of a suffix sakana. Who suffix sakana? Who are we afraid of? We're afraid the fetus is going to die. Afraid the woman, the pregnant woman, is going to die. Is there a dinit pikoch nefesh on a fetus? He wasn't born yet. The mocker, if the mocker is v'chai b'hem or she'omus b'hem, maybe it only applies to a person who's already born and you want to preserve his life. Maybe an uber wasn't born yet. So that's a famous machlokes by the pikuach nefesh of an uber is doicha Shabbos. So the Rosh writes that usually it's not too relevant. Usually, if you don't have doctors there, you only have laymen. So the layman sees that the pregnant woman is in distress. So he doesn't know what's a sakon on the baby, sakon on the mother, or the woman is in an accident, she needs treatment or something. So a layman doesn't know. So it's always a suffix sakon for the mother as well. But let's say the woman is in a hospital and the doctors say it's only a sakana for the uber, not a sakana for the mother. So that's a mefurish and machlekes in the Rishon. Very strange in Shulchan Aruch, they don't give any psak. They don't even raise the issue. They don't even quote the issue. So the poskim say, whenever there's a suffix sakana, you go to kula. Not only a suffix, what the facts are, a suffix in din. Also you go to kula. Here there's a sfeik of the din, whether pikoch nefesh of an uber, is derech Shabbos or not? So we go lekula. So we say the pikuach nefesh of the uber is derech Shabbos. In Masech Shabbos, there are 24 prokim. The Achreinim say that traditionally in the days of the Tanakh, a kala would wear 24 pieces of jewelry. And Shabbos is considered a kala. Boi chala, boi chala. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi could have made 30 prokim, could have made 10 prokim. He decided to make 24 prokim. These are the 24 pieces of jewelry that Shabbos the kala wears. So it's one whole perek is about Rav Lezer de Mila, has nothing to do with, has very little to do with Hilchas Shabbos. And one whole perek, Perek Shmona Shvatzim, the bulk of the perek is about Refuah B'Shabbos, that you're not allowed to apply Refuah B'Shabbos. So the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch explains there are four different categories. There's a bori with a mechesh b'yalma, a person is healthy and he has a slight ache and pain. So then, not only do we not have any leniencies for him, we say he's not allowed to apply any refuah because of the gzera. He may be so concerned about the healing, his aches and his pains, he may forget, and it may be mechal shabbos. Gzera shemi yushachik sanamanim. He may grind up some sanamanim, and he may violate tochein b'shabbos. Yeah, what if there's nothing to grind up? Let's say a person has a bellyache, he wants to use a hot water bottle. So he can't grind up the water. And hot water bottle is made from rubber. You can't grind up the rubber. There's nothing to grind. So it says, Beferish and the Gemara, you're not allowed to apply a hot water bottle on Shabbos, even though there's nothing to grind. So obviously they made the Gzera. But Loi Plug, even in a situation where the Chashash doesn't apply, the Gzera still applies. We assume that the Gzera even applies Bizman. There were some Talmid HaChachamim, there were some Gedolei Torah 80 years ago, who thought that Bizman Hazeh, since everything we buy from the drugstore, sometimes the druggist grinds things up when you order a medication. But usually the druggist doesn't do it. Usually it's ground up in a factory somewhere else. So there were some who thought that the Gzer doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. So Rav Soloveitchik was very upset about that. They quoted in Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion, maybe the prohibition against dancing on Shabbos and Yom Tov shouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh, because the whole prohibition against banks clapping to keep a tune, to applaud a speaker, so that's probably permissible on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But to clap to keep a niggun that you're not allowed to do, Zer Hashem Yisakim Klei Shir. You're not allowed to play piano, what malach is involved, the non-malach involved, because there you'll hear the piano is off key, and you may fix it. So the shaila is, what, Bizman Hazeh? You know how to fix a piano. You have to call a tuner in to fix the piano. Yeah. The lema does know how to fix the piano. So some of the Rishonim were makel about the dancing and clapping on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Many are makel about that. So we don't fully understand why they were makel over there. So one of the Rabbanim published a whole essay that he allows refuah b'Shabbos, just like the Balei HaTosfos allowed dancing on Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik was very upset, extremely upset. He said, "Al Rishonim on Mitzdar, we don't understand the hetter by the dancing and the clapping. We shouldn't extend it to further cases." Okay, so the Gemara has this prohibition. It's Gzera deRabbanan, Shem Yishachik Samamadim, and the Gzera applies even in an instance where there's nothing to grind. You're not going to grind the water. You're not going to grind the rubber bag that holds the water. Unless it's a Michael Bream. Let's say I only take schnapps when I have a bad cold. Other people drink schnapps all the time. So if I have a bad cold and I want to drink schnapps on Shabbos, no easy refuah, because schnapps is a Michael Bream. Other people drink schnapps all the time when they're healthy. So there's no gzera derabbanan. Whenever it's a niker, whenever the refuah is not niker, so then it's permissible. But whenever it's a refuah anikeris, then you're not allowed to do. And the Tanoim have a machlokes, what's called refuah anikeris. By wealthy people, they would always smear this kind of expensive oil. By poor people, they can't afford it, so they'll only smear this oil if they have some condition. They don't have some medical condition, they would never smear the oil. So by wealthy people, it would be Einanika. What about poor people? They said, Kalisol b'nei Melachimheim, so it's called Refuash Einanikaris. That's a machlokes Satanaim in the Mishnah. So that's the din by a bari with a mechesh b'yalma. So then, do we have no kulis at all for him? We institute chumras. Is Exeris Refuah. I remember when Rav Henkin passed away, in the middle of the summer, I was on vacation, so people drove into New York. The Hespedim were going to be on the east side. So the inside the shul was too crowded, you couldn't get in. So most of the people, more people were standing outside than inside. So the people outside couldn't hear, the loudspeaker didn't work too well, so we could barely hear the Hespedim. So Ben Gavra LeGavra, in between one Hespedim and the other, and sometimes during the Hespedim, the people were telling over stories in Psokim. Penkin was the big Pesach in New York before Moshe Feinstein came on the scene. And he used to run the Ezra's Torah, Tzedakah organization, but people used to call up Ezra Torah to ask him shaylos all the time. So one of the Rabbanim who attended the funeral said, he remembers he was once in the Ezra's Torah office when someone called up on Erev Shabbos with the following shaylos. He has a heter to practice birth control, didn't go into the details. He wanted to know, is his wife allowed to use the birth control pill on Shabbos? Is that included in the Yisra Refuah? So he said, Rav Henkin said, no one's sick. Just because you buy it in the drugstore doesn't mean that it's an Issur Refuah. Not everything that's sold in the pharmacy is an Issur Refuah. The only time there's an Issur Refuah, that's what I think and said, is if there's a Mechaj B'Yalma, if there's some kind of a medical condition, then there's a Gzeir Hashem Yishafik Salman. But she doesn't want to become pregnant, that's not included in the Issur Refuah. Said in Shulchan Aruch, the person has a bad breath. They quoted the Sef, the person has a bad breath. That's not considered a medical condition, so there's no prohibition. If you're going to gargle with mouthwash, that should take away the bad breath. The shaila is, what if the mouthwash has medication in it to kill germs in your mouth? You have some infection. So that's a question. It's Dr. Rafur Shane and the Keras. Because it says on the bottle it's mouthwash. And if someone sees you using mouthwash, they'll think you want to prevent bad breath. People may not realize that this mouthwash has medication in it. That's good for killing the germs and the infection that you have. So that's a question. Maybe that's Refuah Shein in the Keres. Maybe that's also Mut. So that's the first category. You have four categories. Then you have a Choyla.
Maybe would the Rebbe Henkin's application for birth control also apply to vitamins? If there's no sickness, therefore...
Vitamins, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He quotes a Magen Avraham who thinks that there's a machloikas between the Tur and the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken. The Magen Avraham thinks that this monk is turning the Rambam whether the Issur Refuah only applies if the person already has a condition. What if he's taking pills in order not to get sick? Let's say in the wintertime he's prone to getting a cold, so is he allowed to take vitamin C to prevent him from getting a cold? So if a person has a cold and has to lay in bed, that's called a Chol Hashem B'Sakana. Maram Rutenberg was arrested by the German government, one of the governors there. He didn't do anything wrong, they just wanted to hold up the Jewish community for the ransom money. So they held him in prison, and they wanted the Jews to cough up the money. So the Rosh was a wealthy man, the Rosh was a student. He was prepared to put up half the money and was going to collect the rest of the money. So the Rebbe said, no, that you're not allowed. Ein parim esashum yasok dey demem. Mishnah Gittin says you're not allowed to. So he left instructions. They shouldn't be paid them. They should let him rot away in prison, and they shouldn't. And he left instructions, so they listen. Then he left instructions. They shouldn't even be paid after he dies. They should leave his body there. So that they didn't listen. One of the Balabatim put it, after he died. One of the Balabatim gave money, and they gave him the dead body. So that Balabas was rewarded for not listening to the Maram Rutenberg's psak. He was buried next to that. When he died, he was buried next to the Maram Rutenberg. But the din is he not allowed to. So they had nothing against the Maram Rutenberg. So every day the Talmidim came and they used to give a shir in the prison. They used to give a shir in the prison. Migdal Inzenheim, I think they called it. The city was Inzenheim and he was in prison there. So when it would be a weekday and it was chilly, so they would make a fire in the furnace, in the fireplace that they shouldn't catch a cold. On Shabbos, they would ask the Goyish guards, could they please make a fire that we shouldn't catch a cold? So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the whole story, the Mechaber quotes. It's mutter to ask a goy to make a fire on Shabbos because you're afraid you're going to catch a cold, so that if you have a cold, then you have to lay in bed, then you're out of commission, so you will be a choyl Hashem or sakana. So the Gemara says, Beferish on Kuf Chav Tes Amin Aleph, Amir Lenochri is mutter for choyl Hashem or sakana. Amir Lenochri to do a melacha deraisa. Let's say we assume driving an automobile. Chacham Avadya has a tshuva where he says driving an automobile on Shabbos is a melacha deraisa, as opposed to driving an automobile on Yom Tov, he thinks is only the Rabbana. Moil Reish, to strike a match. If you have a fire burning around and you want to light another fire from that, that's mutar on Yom Tov. But to strike a match is osir, and most poskim assume it's only osir mid the Rabbana. The Taz thinks that it's an isa deraisa, and very often we don't follow the Taz. This is one of the many Tazes that is not followed. We assume that striking a match on Yom Tov is only the Rabbana. So that's driving an automobile is moed ledesh. So we are still not yontav, it's only asim derabanan. On Shabbos, it's an isa deraisa. So let's say one of the children is not feeling well. Am I allowed to ask a goy to drive him to the hospital or to drive him to the doctor? So amira the nachri on Shabbos, even though driving a car is a melacha deraisa, amira the nachri is mutter, b'mok mechoy l'shein b'sakon. Children are always considered choy l'shein b'sakon. Tzorchei hatinon. That's the Gemara on Shabbos, daf mem amud beis, and it's in the Ramah, quotes it in Shulchan Aruch. What's the definition of a choy l'shein b'sakon? Choy l'shein b'sakon means, like the story that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, when the Maharam was in prison, so the Talmidim used to ask the prison guards, please make a fire that we shouldn't catch a cold, because they were afraid if they're going to catch a cold, they're going to have to lay in bed, so they won't be able to function normally. Definition of Chol Hashem B'Sakan means a person has a condition which prevents them from functioning normally. The condition doesn't even have to be a medical condition. Shulchan Aruch, they have, let's say, a baby wants his bottle. He's not sick. Wants his bottle. Doesn't have his bottle. He starts screaming. So he has a condition, babyhood. Hunger. And it prevents him from functioning normally. Normally, he fights with his brothers and his sisters. Or he plays with his brothers and his sisters. And now he screams. He can't function normally. Or you crossing the street in the middle and the light is about to change. And the kid has a temper tantrum. And he stands there. And the cars are going to start moving. So the kid has a condition, temper, baby, temper. He's not sick, there's no medical problem. That's called the Chol Hashem B'Sakan. A person has a condition which prevents him from functioning normally. Normally he walks with the parents and he walks home. He doesn't stand in the middle. If she's prevented from functioning, if they're prevented from functioning normally, so that's... So it's Beferish in Shulchan Aruch, this Kula in the Gemara, Kuf Chav Tesem and Aleph, Amir Al-Nachar is Mutter. Welcome, Chol Hashem B'Sakana. You don't need a shuz to shuz. Mutar and Malacha Deraisa also. So, it's Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not only if the person already is a Chol Hashem B'Sakana. The Maim Rutmerg's Talmidim were afraid they're going to catch a cold. So, to ask the goy to do a Malacha to prevent them from becoming a Chol Hashem B'Sakana, that's Mutar. So, here, the Magen Avraham thinks that there's a machlokes, he asked about vitamin pills. And Magen Avraham thinks that there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Tur, what's the din if I want to take a pill? It's not a Michael Bream. People, normal people don't eat these kind of pills. I'm taking it because I want to prevent, I want to strengthen my my body that I shouldn't catch a cold. So if I already have a cold, then I'm taking vitamin C pills. So that's really an asik. That's refuah b'shabbos. But very often the cold, you have a status of a chol hashem b'sakana. So chol hashem b'sakana is allowed to take refuah on Shabbos. That's a we paskin. That's a machlek. Is we the Mishnah Berurah paskin that is mutter. Mishkan Yankib says it's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in the middle of Avodah Zarah, Dav Chavav, Dav Chavzayin, has different dealing about refuah from a nochri. Are you allowed to go to a non-Jewish doctor for the purposes of refuah? The nochrim v'chashulim al shvichas damin. So Bisman Azeh, the Gemara said, if you live in a city where there's a good police force, and the Nochri doctor won't be able to get away with this. Years ago, everything was the Wild West. You can kill any patient you want, and the government wouldn't make any investigation, unless you're prominent, unless you're the chief rabbi, or the governor, the member of the government. But today, if anybody dies, they make a whole investigation. So the Gemara says, whenever you have a good police force, so there's no chashash, that the Nochri doctor is choshen on shvichas dam. He's not going to get away with this. They used to have barbers who were chshurim al shvichas dam. They used to cut your hair with a razor so they can slit your throat. So that's why the Mishnah, that's why the Gemara says you should only go to a barber shop where there are mirrors all around. So you see if he's out to get you. Then the Gemara says, right there, if you have a good police force in town, you don't need mirrors. In the barber shop, he's not going to try to kill you because they'll make a whole investigation. So getting back again, so if the person already has a cold and he can't function normally, he has to lay in bed. Normally he runs around and he's active. So then he's a Chol Hashem B'Sakana. So we paskin his mutter to take refuah. Mishkan Yankov has a tshuva, short tshuva. He thinks that it's us. He quotes a Gemara, says in Avodah Zarah, that because this condition is a Chol Hashem B'Sakana, that's why you're allowed to take the medication on Shabbos. Sounds like only if it's a Chol Hashem B'Sakana, otherwise it's us. And the Mishnah Berurah paskin is like all the other paskin, that it's not so. Where did he get it from? So it's okay, we'll explain. So the Gemara says that Akuf Chavtesim and Alfin Shabbos. Achoy L'Shem B'Sakana. Amir L'Nachri is Mutter. Then there's a Gemara in the end of the last Perek in Erevin. If a person is sick and he needs to go to sleep, the doctors say if he'll sleep, he needs a lot of sleep, and he'll get better. He'll regain his health. And he has insomnia. He can't fall asleep. So, and I know if I'll play soft music, he'll be able to fall asleep. So the Gemara says, the Jew is permitted to be mashmiya kol, to play soft music, to put the chaylet to sleep. Then it says in Shulchan Aruch the following, let's say a person is a chaylet shema sakona, and the doctors say if he'll take a hot bath, he'll get better. But if I'm going to turn on the hot water, that's bishul, I'm cooking the hot water. So I'll ask a goy to turn on the hot water. So Amir L'Nachri is Mutter, even though there's a Malacha deraisa, Amir L'Nachri is Mutter. But then the Beis Yosef, then Rabbi Kivega quotes the Beis Yosef, Kivega on the bottom of the page, and Shulchan Aruch quotes Akasha, but there's a Gzera de Rabbanon, that Rechitza B'chamen is also, the Tanoim made Gzeras HaBalonim. The bathhouse attendants in the days of the Tanoim were not the most observant individuals, they were not Shem Shabbos. So it used to be Mechal Shabbos, people used to come to take a hot bath on Shabbos afternoon, so the bathhouse attendants didn't leave the fire on from Friday afternoon. They used to turn on the fire on Shabbos afternoon and tell the customers, yeah, we left on the fire from Erev Shabbos. And the Tanoim realized what's going on. So they said, you're not allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos, even if it's true. Rechitza b'chamin is also on Shabbos, even if it's true. So Rabbi Kivega quotes the Kasha for the Messiah. Said, what good is it? I'm going to ask the guy to please make me a hot bath. Amir l'nachri is mutter. How can I go into the bath? There's an Issa de Rabbanah to take Rechitza B'chamen on Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef answers, that's only a Gzera. Rechitza B'chamen is also Mishun Gzera's HaBalonim. So whatever is only a Gzera is Mutter for Chor L'Shem V'Sakon. I have to explain what that means. On Shabbos, there are three categories of prohibitions. It should be here. The last three pages, Simon Vav in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi, that's one of my Svarim. So I quote all the sources for this, that there are three categories of prohibitions on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There are malachas deraisa, then there are malachas derabbanan, and then there are things that are prohibited because of Gzeira. Let's say, you're not allowed to take medication because Shema Yishachik Samamanim. It may grind up the stuff. So what are you going to say? When a person pops a pill in his mouth, he's in violation of tochein midrabbanon. He never did tochein. How can you say it's tochein? Well, you're not allowed to play a music. You're not allowed to play a piano. Gzeri shem yisakin klei shir. So you're going to say, whoever plays a piano is in violation of misakin mana midrabbanon. It doesn't make sense. He didn't do any tikkun mana. You're not allowed to climb on a tree. You're not allowed to lean on a tree. Gzeri shem yachtuch zmar. You're not allowed to ride horseback. Gzeri shem yachtuch zmar. He may break off a branch to hit the horse. Going to say, whoever rides a horse is in violation of kotzer. It's not kotzer at all. I'm a righty, so if I ride from my left hand, it's a malacha deraisa. I ride from my left hand, that's ksiva. So I can say that's ksiva midirabban. I can understand that. You do a malacha shen tzvicha legufa. So I can understand malacha shen tzvicha legufa is mutam and atar midirabbanan. So of course, if he did a malacha, so it's a, you can call it a malacha midirabbanan maybe. But there are certain things he can't. What are you going to say? Taking a medication is an isra of tochen. It's a gzera shema. So the Pashto says that there are major differences. That's I have a whole essay in my sefer. The major differences between a malacha midrabbanan and a gzera midrabbanan. Gzera midrabbanan is more kal. Malacha midrabbanan is a little bit more chomer. So if you put together all the Gemara says Amira l'nocher is mutter b'makom chol Hashem b'sakana. Mashmiya kol is mutter. The Gemara in the last perek in Erevin says you're allowed to play the piano to put the patient to sleep. And the Beis Yosef said, I can ask the guy to make the hot bath. He's going to do the malacha deraisa of mevashel on the water. Then I'm going to violate gzeiras habalonim. So why is it mutter? Because I'm a chol Hashem b'sakana. So whatever is only a gzeira. Gzeiras habalonim is not even a malacha midrabbanan. It's only a gzeira. So the pashtus is, then the Magen Avraham quotes from the Issa v'Heter. That's it, Rabbeinu Yonah Ashkenazi. He writes in the Issa v'Heter, that let's say the goyish doctor came to the house and he sees the patient, and then we want to go. Let's say there's an erev in the neighborhood. I want to go to the drugstore to pick up medication. I want to see the goyish. Have a goyish neighbor. They'll go to the drugstore, but I need a prescription. So let's say the doctor says, "Give me a pencil. I'll write you a prescription. Give me a pen." So I say, "Well, the pen is muktzah. I can't handle it." So the doctor is going to leave in a huff. What do you mean? Give me the pen. Don't give me a pen. I'm not going to write you the prescription. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Issa the Heter, that tiltal muktzah, even muktzah mamish, a pen is only klisha malach talisa. But even tiltal muktzah mamish is mutter, makam chol l'shem b'sakana. Why? What's the tzara shava over here? And the Mishnah Berurah says that to take medicine is mutter, makam chol l'shem b'sakana. Tzara shava, all of these are not even malachas from the Rabban, they're only gzeres. So makam chol l'shem b'sakana, the Gemara said, all gzeres hamutter. Gzeres habalanim to take the hot bath. And refuah alpi pashta. That's how we assume, like the Mishnah Berurah. That refuah, that where there's no malach involved, just taking a medication. Refuah is mutter, but makam mechol l'shem b'sakan. Mishkanes Yankev has a Gemara. The Gemara says, how come you're allowed to take this refuah on Shabbos? Gemara says, because it's a sakana. It sounds from the Gemara, if it wouldn't have been a sakana, he would not have been allowed to take the refuah of the Shabbos. So we'll have to reinterpret the Gemara. We're just telling you the truth. It happens that it's even a suffix sakana. But even if it wouldn't be a suffix sakana, it would still be refuah's mutam and makam chol l'shem b'sakana. So again, if you have a chol l'shem b'sakana, you're allowed to violate all gzeres d'rabbanan. Let's say carrying in a karmelis. If you would have asked me, I would have thought that carrying in a karmelis is hoitzoh midrabbanan. Carrying in shusarabim d'raisa is a malacha d'raisa. Carrying a karmelis is a malacha midrabbanan. So they didn't ask me, and I said, if you would have asked me, nobody asked me. And the Gemara is beferish that carrying in karmelis is only a gzera. It's not considered a malacha midrabbanan. The Gemara has it. And they get to several different demons. So that you got to know how to learn. That's what Rav Chaim was learning with his son Hilchas Shabbos when he thought he's going to have to go. Rambam Hilchas Shabbos. He wasn't learning Shulchan Aruch. You don't know what's their rice or what's their rabbanan. You read the Rambam, so you're going to know what's hakal, hakal tchila, what's a malacha, what's a gzera, what's a malacha the rabbanan, what's a malacha the rice, and so on. So that's what we assume again. So chol l'shem b'sakana, either to prevent one from becoming a chol l'shem b'sakana, or the person already is a chol l'shem b'sakana. So to cure it, one is permitted to violate all gzeres derabbanan. There are different opinions. This is in Shulchan Aruch, they quote, the Mechaber quotes four opinions. He says, in Simeshin Chavches, then he says, v'halocha kedeya hashlishis, we should pass like the third opinion is the Ramban. The Ramban was a doctor. Ramban wrote a whole sefer, Torah Sa'odom. Torah Sa'odom, he starts when the baby is born, on Shabbos, what are you allowed to do on Shabbos? what malocha is amut, what malocha is arasa, and then how do you treat people when they grow up? Then he says, what about the guy becomes sick? What are the dinim of a goises? A kohen is not allowed to go. Then if the person dies, then the tumas kohanim. Then he talks about avelus. All of Hilchas Avelus is in the Ramban and the Torah Sa'odom. Then once he's talking about avelus, he talks about Hilchas Tisha B'Av, avelus on Tisha B'Av. So much of the Torah Sa'odom made its way into Shulchan Aruch, the end of Hilchas Avelus. So there in Shin Chav Ches and Hilchas Shabbos, and the Mechaber quotes four opinions. What's allowed? Those who learn Shabbos on Ayin Gimel on the base, there's a Taisa is much more makel than what we paskin like. So the in the Orchas Chaim and the Sepinka on Hilchas Shabbos, he quotes the Marsham was known as a big makel. Marsham is makel like Taisa, but in Shulchan Aruch we don't follow Taisa's opinion. You follow the Ramban has a whole strict setup over here that these four categories you have Bari with the Mechaj Bialma, we don't have any leniencies. Fakir, there's an Isur Refua. Then chol l'shem b'sakana, we allow gzeres. Then if he's a sakanas aver, then we allow even a malacha de rabbanon, but not a malacha de raisa. Then there's a sfek sfeka of a sakanas nefashes, then we allow even malachas de raisa, whatever is necessary. So the mechaber is halacha gedeya hashlishes. We pass like the third opinion, that's the Ramban. So many achrenim didn't have the Ramban, Torah Sodom. It was a manuscript for many years. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer printed when he printed the Chidusha HaRamban years ago. So he printed the Torah Sa'adam also, but for many years it was not available. So that's why the Magen Avraham only knew the Ramban the way it appears in the Torah. So he understood, or misunderstood, however you want to say. The Magen Avraham understood that the Ramban said that you're permitted for a chol l'shem b'sakana, you're permitted to do a malocha de rabbanon a'idei shinoi. Malocha de rabbanon a'idei shinoi. Why? That's a shvuz de shvuz b'makam tzorach gadol. And the Balatanya disagreed. Balatanya Shulchan wrote a Shulchan Aruch Rav. He disagrees. He thinks that that's not what the Ramban said. Ramban said even a malocha de rais a'idei shinoi is mutter. The debate is when you do a malacha deraisa ide shino, it's a lack of malachas machshev. So it's mutam in atayra. But it's also midirabbanan. So midirabbanan, what did they declare? They declared that it's a malacha midirabbanan. I'm writing with my left hand. If I write, I'm a writer. If I write with my right hand, it's a malacha deraisa. If I write with my left hand, it's a malacha derabbanan. I'm writing. What do you say? No. The definition, there is no isa malacha on Shabbos. Malachas machshevus. So if I write with my left hand, it's not malachas machshevus. It's not normal. So even though it's awesome, it's exera. It's exera. You're not allowed to write with the left hand. Exera, you may write with the right hand. You don't even call it a malacha midirabbanan. They never. It's not malachas zos. Malachas machshevus zos. You're lacking malachas machshevus. So the Balatanya says like that. The Egli Tal, Sochet Shever Rebbe writes, Egli Tal thinks that the Balatanya is right. That what? Say it about what?
I mean, because if you're going to say that writing with your left hand is not malacha machshevus, because it's not, it's only it's a gezeira derabanan, not malacha derabanan. So then you have very few things that are specifically malacha derabanan.
Good. So we'll be happy about that. Well, what do we have to be marbe yisurim? So the Egli Tal thinks that that is the correct pshat. And now we have the Torah Adam. That's what it says in the Rambam. Now we have the Torah Adam. The Mishnah Berurah didn't have a Torah Adam. So the Mishnah Berurah writes like the Magen Avraham. When the Mechaber said, and what did the Dei HaShlishis say? That you're allowed to do Ayidei Shinui. So the Mishnah Berurah gives, he only gives a one pshat. Usually he always quotes the Balatanya. Here he doesn't even quote it. Even in the footnote, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it. He just quotes the Magen Avraham says it means a Malacha Derabbanan Ayidei Shinui, because it's a Shvus Du Shvus Makom Tzara Gol. The Pel is that the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chos always quotes everybody. Here he doesn't. Here he just goes Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, and he leaves it like that. He knew that the Baal HaTanya said not. So he knew that the Egli Tal says, he always quotes the Egli Tal. He knew the Egli Tal says the Baal HaTanya is right. And look in the Torah Sodom. It says, Befer is not like the Mishnah Berurah. It's a Pella. Okay, so there are some who follow the Baal HaTanya, and now it became such standard procedure. Everybody follows Mishnah Berurah. So getting back again, the Shaila was, were they allowed to take vitamins on Shabbos? So why does a person take vitamins? So if a person is afraid that he may catch a cold and he's taking the vitamins to strengthen his system, so the Magen Avraham thinks that that's a machlok as the Rambam and the Tur. The Ramosha has a tshuva about this, and he says that it's proper to be machmer on this. Let's say if a person eats junk food all the time, but he has to be healthy, so he takes vitamin pills all the time, not just he wants to strengthen his body in the winter time. He's afraid he's going to catch a cold. No, he never eats normal food. He eats ice cream all the time, or whatever, candy bars. So then the vitamins is like his food. So that's a food supplement. So that's not called refuah b'shabbos. He's taking these vitamins to substitute for the eggs and the cheese and the meat and whatever else he's supposed to eat to be healthy. But if he takes the vitamins just to strengthen his body, that he shouldn't be so weak, that he shouldn't catch a cold, so then the Magen Avraham would say that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Tur. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva that that's nochem lahachmer. Yeah. So we have the way the Ramban size divides everything. You have four categories of people. You have the chayla, you have the bari with the mechesh b'alma where they made exer the rabbanon. Then you have the chayla she'ein bo sakana. The person has some condition, not even a medical condition. The baby is hungry. He starts crying and he can't function normally. The baby has a temper tantrum and he can't walk. So then we say, the Mishnah Berurah says, all gzeres the Rabbanan amutim. Carrying in a kamalus, we assume is only gzeres the Rabbanan. That's the Gemara. So let's say, even if there's no Erev in the area, very often we would declare that the area is just a kamalus, not really a Rishus HaRam Deraisa. So to carry a child in a kamalus, where the kid is not functioning normally, so that would be considered like a Chol Hashem Sakana, that you would be allowed to violate the Rabbanan. Let's say a person is in a wheelchair, and let's say there's no Erev, and he would want very much to go to shul. Going to shul, he's a person, normally he goes to shul all the time, and now he's old and feeble, he's weak, and if he's not going to go to shul, he's going to feel very upset about that. So the Pashtus says that's also, it's not going to help him medically, he's going to go to shul. But that's his normal life. A religious Jew goes to shul every day. He goes to shul on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. So the pashtus is that even if you can get a goy to take mishul, there's a lot of good. That's amir le nochri v'chol l'shem b'sakana, and this will make him happier. go to shul, make him happy, I'll be able to have a better day. If it's Amir Lenachri and a Carmelist, that's a Hashur, that's a Shvuz the Shus, the Malkum Tzarek we would be Mekel. But even a Jew should push him in a Carmelist. There's also room to be Mekel, because that's like a Chol Hashem B'Sakana. And this will certainly put him in a better mood. He'll be a happier person. So again, so the Ramban has a third category, when there's Sakonas Aver, when there's concern for loss of a limb. So there is a Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, in the middle of Chavav Chavzayin, where the Gemara says that there's an infection in the eye, one is permitted to be Mechal Shabbos even for a Malacha Deraisa, because Shiraina De'ena, the blood vessels behind the eye, Beli Batalya, are somehow connected with the heart, and this can cause possible death. So we know now the blood vessels all over the body are connected with the heart, so sometimes a doctor will tell you, you have an infection over there, you can die from that. That infection may spread, and it may cause you to die. In the days of the Gemara, they had some kind of a special infection near the eye that they considered a suffix. So the way we have it in the Gemara, it says, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for this infection in the eye, not because you're afraid of loss of the eye. Loss of the eye, you wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos for, because you're afraid he may lose his life. So if in the Gemara would appear that Sakonas Ayin is not called Pikoch Nefesh, you're not allowed to Mechal Shabbos, put them aloch of their eyes. Only because of the infection in the eye may cause the person to die. The Meiri apparently had a different gears in the Gemara. So the Meiri writes there in Maseches Avodah Zarah that whenever there's concern of loss of limb or loss of life or limb, that's called Pikoch Nefesh, and Decha Kol HaTarkula. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote the Meiri. The Sridi Yesh, who was a recent Pesach, after the Second World War, he was in Switzerland. He was in Hildesheim Seminary in Berlin before the war, then after the war he was in Switzerland. So he wrote the tshuva. So he writes a tshuva. Maybe we should reconsider this psak in the Shulchan Aruch. The Meiri is not alone. We said whenever there's a suffix sakana, so he says derech Shabbos. A suffix sakana is not only a suffix in mitzias, whether he's going to survive or whether he needs the treatment or not. If there's a sveik at Adina, we said, let's say there's machlek zavishani, whether pikuach nefesh of an Uber is derech Shabbos. So that's also called the suffix sakana. So it's also derech Shabbos. So the post can have a klal. If it's only a shita yichido, then that's not called the suffix sakana. 99 poskim say one way, one place it says faket, that's not. But if you have more than one, same thing, let's say, in a dintar and dini mominis, so there's a machlokes poskim whether I have to pay the money or not. So if the rov poskim say I have to pay the money, and there's a small minority say I don't have to, I'm the muchzik on the money, I can say kimli, I ain't holchem mamon achar harav. You have no right to take the money away from me based on the fact that 95% of the poskim say I owe the money, 5% say I'm potter, I'm muchzik on the money, I don't want to surrender it. What if it's a shita yichido, just the Rimagash is the only one who says like that I'm entitled to the money. So shita yichido, you can't say kimli. What if you have the Rambam holds like the Rimagash? So there's a Beishmul and Ebenezer, where he writes a shayla there in Halacha about Abal Yerushas Ishtoi. He says the Rambam was so kofuf to the Rimagash. The Rambam as a child met the Rimagash, and he says, Tichlo Mavis B'chol HaTalmud, he was such a super genius. And the Rambam's father learned by the Rimagash, who in turn learned by the Rif. So he says, when the Rambam agrees with the Rimagash, that only counts as one sheet. It doesn't count as two, because it was two kofuf to the Rimagash. You have to have two independent Rishonim, who were independent thinkers. So the Sridi Yesh writes over here, if you would just have the Miri, would be the only one who would say that Sakana Seva is Dech Shabbos and Dech Kolatar Kula, we would ignore the Miri. He would stand alone. But you have a Taisus and Sukkah, he quotes Taisus in the end of the second parak in Sukkah. The Gemara says that Choylem and Mishamshem Turim and Asukkah. So Tosfos says, you're not talking about Cholesh Yesh B'Sakana. Cholesh Yesh B'Sakana is allowed to violate eating on Yom Kippur. Allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. I'm talking about Cholesh Yesh B'Sakana. Because I'm its direst part of an Asukah. So Tosfos writes, if there would be Sakonas Ayin, if there would be Sakonas Aver, you would be Deicha Shabbos. And Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the way it says in our gear, so it says Faker. Sakonas Aver is not Deicha Shabbos. The only reason why the infection in the eye, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to treat it, because Shiraina Deina Beliba Talia, because it may spread to the heart, and it may cause him to die. So the Rashash writes, he thinks that it's a misprint in the Tosfos, and we have the Tosfos HaRosh on Sukkah. The Tosfos HaRosh has it correct way. So the Shvidi Yesh writes, we have the Tosfos and Sukkah says like the Meiri. The Pashto says it's a misprint in the Tosfos. Then he has, and the Mordechai quotes the Rabbi Natam also, that Sakona Sever is Decha Kol HaTor Kula. Mordechai quotes that also doesn't really say that in the Mordechai. Mordechai quotes the following story. A Jewish person is in danger of losing a limb, and the doctors are discussing it in his presence. They say, well, if we do surgery today on Shabbos, he'll be able to walk, he'll be able to see. If he won't do surgery, he'll survive, but he won't have his legs and he won't have his eyes, whatever. So the Rabbi Natam says the patient can die from pachad. He doesn't say Sakana Sever is Decha Shabbos. He says the patient is listening to the conversation, get a heart attack from pachad, from aggravation. So he says that's Decha Shabbos. You have to be Michal Shabbos to save his life. But the Rabbi Natam didn't say Sakana Sever. If the doctors discuss it in the other room, they don't tell the patient. So then the Rabbi Natam never said that Sakana Sever is Decha. So that's very strange. The Sridi Yesh thinks that we should reconsider. He thinks that maybe Sakana Sever, maybe we should paskin against the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe Sakana Sever should be Decha Shabbos even on the level of Isurim Derais. Avraham Soloveitchik used to paskin like that. One of the Rabbanim printed a sefer and he quoted Avraham Soloveitchik's psak, like the Sridi Yesh. But the Pashto says not so. The Pashto says the Rabbi Natam never said it, and the Tosfos in Sukkah is a misprint. The only one is the Meiri. The Meiri stands alone. So that's the klal is when you have a significant machlokes haposkim, then you say halacha gedibra mekel bebikoch nefesh. It's called the suffix of konas nefashos. Machlokes haposkim is called suffix of konas nefashos. But just have the Meiri stands alone. Meiri has a lot of unusual opinions. The Pashto says like it says in Shulchan Aruch. Sakana Sever is not Decha Deraisis, but the Ramban said that Halachic Dei Hashlishis, that's the Ramban. He said, you're allowed to violate even Malachas the Rabban, not only Xeris the Rabban, even Malachas the Rabban. And then the fourth category, the first category was a Bori with a Mechish Be'alma, second is a Chodesh Eimah Sakana, third is a Sakana Sever, the fourth is Sakana is called Aguf. If there's really a Sakana that the person may lose his life, then even if it's a sfek sfek, and even if the raiv is not going to happen, so then we say v'chai b'hem alo shi'amus b'hem. Yeah. Because nevish, I met a person tells me that his first wife passed away. I visited by him on after he remarried. So he tells me that when his first wife was deathly sick, so they asked the rabbanim asked the doctors if she allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So they asked the doctors if she fasts, will she die? So the doctors, he thinks the doctors misunderstood. They thought, is she going to die on Yom Kippur? So they said, no, she's not going to die. But he says, it's clear that because she fasted on Yom Kippur, she died earlier than she would have otherwise died. So that's also called Pikoch Nefesh. That's also called Pikoch Nefesh. Pikoch Nefesh doesn't mean you're going to die today. You're going to die in the spot. If by fasting on Yom Kippur this year, you may die, instead of living to Me'er V'Yashem Shana, you may die a day earlier, a minute earlier, that would also be Sakonis Nefesh. That's ridiculous. No one's going to die because he fasts on Yom Kippur. But if a person has a medical condition and there is a possibility that he's going to die younger because of the fact that he's fasting on Yom Kippur, die 5 minutes earlier. That's called Sakonis Nefesh. Safi Sakonis Nefesh is Deiche Kol HaTorah Kula. Strictly speaking, the Gemara has the last daf in the first perek in Maseches Ksubis, and in the last perek in Maseches Yuma, it's a barich is there. Pikuach Nefesh of a Nochri is not Decha Shabbos. That's a din in the Gemara. We find it hard to swallow. Why should that be? So is like a human being. Why shouldn't Pikuach Nefesh of a Nochri be Decha Shabbos? Okay. We find it hard to understand why it should be so, but that is the din. Some used to be a Rabbi Price in Toronto. He was a big Talmid Chacham. He put out a lot of svarim. I think he was in real estate. He wrote in one of his svarim. He has a Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs. He has a Diuk in the Loshon Ramban. He thinks that a Ger Toisha, Pikuach Nefesh of a Ger Toisha is Deicha Sham. It's very questionable. The Gemara has a Loshon Mitzvah Lahachayosa, Ger Toisha Mitzvah Lahachayosa. Mitzvah Lahachayosa doesn't mean that. Rashi quotes on the last daf in the first parak in Ksuvis. The Gemara has a lotion also mitzvah lachiyosa. Rashi says lachiyosa means to give tzedakah, because the pasuk in Chumash describes giving tzedakah v'chei achicha imach. So mitzvah lachiyosa means to give tzedakah. The Ramban has such a lotion. Ger toishav is a mitzvah lachiyosa. That's a lotion of Gemara. In the second parak of Pesachim, ger toishav mitzvah lachiyosa. Pasuk b'shad is a mitzvah to give tzedakah. So this Rabbi Price thought that the Ramban meant more than that, that Ger Toshav, Pikoch Nefesh Beger Toshav is Derech HaShabbos. Yeah, even if you should assume, Pashto says that it's not correct, even if you should assume like that, the Gemara says in the end of Perek HaZov that there's no Ger Toshav Bizman HaZeh. And Ger Toshav Noi Gel Bizman Shai Yoivon Noi. So there's no Ger Toshav Bizman HaZeh. Rav Kook had a Chiddush. Rav Kook instituted, he did the Heta Mechira. See, Rav Kook came from Europe to become the Rav in Yafo, so the previous rabbi in Yafo was in charge of the Heta Mechira, Mishnas HaShmita. So that's part of the job. Like whoever's the rabbi in the Jewish center in Manhattan has to supervise the Manhattan area, whether you believe in it or not. That's part of the job. Whoever's the rabbi in the Young Israel of Flatbush has to supervise the Flatbush area. That's part of the job description. So whoever's the rabbi in Yafo, Rav Kook came to serve as the rabbi. The rabbi before him was a big makubal. He's the one who put out the Siddur Agra. So he did the Heta Mechira. The Badats didn't want to do it. So they told the Balabatim, go to the Rav in Yafo. He did. So Rav Kook used to do the Heta Mechira for the Shnas HaShmita. So he writes in his Sefer, Shabbos Oretz, of one of the members of his Bezin, he tells his name, I never heard of him. He says he came up with the Chiddush. There's an issue if you sell a land to a Christian, so it's a shaila of loisachonim. You're selling the land to an achri who's an Eved Avodah Zarah. You're allowed to sell land to a ger toshav. That's why it's called a ger toshav. He's allowed to have yeshiva beretz Yisrael. There's no loisachonim on a ger toshav, but on a Christian who's an Eved Avodah Zarah, there's an issue of loisachonim. So this was always an issue, and the Gedolim wrote what the heterim are, the Avnei Nezer wrote the heter. Different heterim, why it should be mutter. So Rav Kook quotes from this member of his bezin, maybe instead of selling to a Christian, maybe we should dafka to a Muslim, because the Muslims are monotheistic, and they observe the Sheva, officially they subscribe to the Sheva Mitzvah Benach, maybe they don't observe it, they subscribe to the Sheva Mitzvah Benach, so maybe they have the din of the Ger Toshav. The Gemara says, no Ger Toshav is manazeh, so he says, a suggestion, maybe that only means an individual Nochri who wants to be mekabel all of Sheva Mitzvah, so that you can't be mekabel b'zman hazeh. But maybe since these people are Muslims, I mean, know what Islam stands for. Islam stands for the Sheva Mitzvah b'ninach, stands for other crazy things too, but it stands for Sheva Mitzvah. So maybe you don't need Kabbalah. Maybe you can't be mekabel ger toshav when you need Kabbalah. Maybe the Muslims have a status of ger toshav even without being mekabel. So that was a suggestion. So that was the heeder that then, instead of selling the Heta Mechira, instead of selling to a Christian, he should sell it to a Muslim. Then Rav Kook gets into trouble, because Tosfos writes that Amir Eliakim is the Rabbanon, but Amir Eliger Toshav is an Issa Deraisa. That's a pasuk in Asayasim, Nasaskam Lach Adivincha Vehemtecha, the Gercha Hashem B'Sherech. What does it mean? Gercha, Ger Tzedek. Ger Tzedek is Ato. So Gercha Hashem B'Sherech means Amir Elinochri, if he's a Ger Toshav, is an Issa Deraisa. And the Issa Derabbanon, Amir Elinochri, it's called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun. It's patterned after the Din Deraisa of Amir Ger Toshav. So if he just came up with a Chiddush that they ask that a Muslim has a status of a Ger Toshav, so you can't use a Muslim as a Shabbos Goy. Everybody used a Muslim as a Shabbos Goy in Eretz Yisrael. But that's Rav Kook goes into a Doichik. So he says, the Muslim has a Din of a Ger Toshav and a Ger to this Din. He has a din of Ger Toshav for that because the reason doesn't apply because they're monotheist. But when you get to the din of Amir al-Nachri, the Raisa on Shabbos, there he doesn't have a din of Ger Toshav. That's already a doichek, that part of the tshuva. So that's a question. Okay, so we have this issue. The din is that because Nefesh al-Nachri officially is not doich on Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura quotes a Prima Godim that he complains that the doctors in Europe used to be Mechal Shabbos for Nochem, and he says, Shanda Nacharpa, they're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the Nochem. Moshe Weinstein writes a tshuva, a pella on the Mishnah Brura. He just quotes the din, they're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Nochri. He doesn't know the Chasam Seifer. Chasam Seifer says they made a takana, the Kehillas and Hungary made a takana, the Divrei Chaim also writes like that, Chaim Sanze, made a takana, you have to be Mechal Shabbos for Nochrim as well. If you're not going to be Mechal Shabbos for Nochrim, then make a pogrom. Chasam Seifer has a tshuva in the end of Chosh Mishpat. He has them as a collection of miscellaneous tshuvas. As a tshuva that there was one doctor in Pressburg that was the religious Shem Shabbos doctor, and once a farmer, a Goyisha farmer, didn't feel well, so he sent his Goyisha farm worker to the doctor. So the doctor came on Shabbos, chutz l'tchum, miles away from the city, chutz l'tchum, to treat the patient, and then he came back on Shabbos. So they were complaining, how is the doctor Michal Shabbos? So the Chassam Sefer says, there's a takonas akilus, you have to be Michal Shabbos for the Nochrim, because if you won't, they'll make a pogrom, they'll kill a doctor. He's the only doctor. Of course he has to treat the guy. What do you mean? I'm a religious man, not allowed to be Michal Shabbos for a guy. So they'll kill him, they'll kill all the Jews. So you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos. All the hospitals in Eretz Yisrael, even the most observant hospitals, they treat all the Arabs on Shabbos the same as they treat the Jews. You can't have a hospital only for Jews, and you're not going to be Michal Shabbos for the Noch. So you have no brera. Years ago, there was such a story when Rabbi Unterman was the chief rabbi. The chief rabbis always used to come visit in YU. The other yeshivas didn't hold from the Medina, they didn't hold from the chief rabbinate, so the only address that they had was to come to YU. So once Chief Rabbi Unterman gave a shira in the auditorium. Rabbi Soloveitchik was somehow, he was upset with Rabbi Unterman, so he didn't attend the shira. So the topic of the shira, Rabbi Soloveitchik used to come to be mechabed the chief rabbi. For some reason or another, he didn't want to go. So Rabbi Unterman was talking about the issue that they wrote up in the newspapers, the secular newspapers, and Eretz Yisrael at that time wrote, they made up a baba maisa that never happened, that a black, non-Jewish diplomat was run over Meir Shorim on Shabbos. They ran out cause of Meir Shorim on Shabbos. The whole story doesn't get off the ground. The black man was run over Meir Shorim on Shabbos, and nobody lifted a finger to call 911, and he died there. Because Pioch Nebesh of a Goy is not Decha Shabbos. So they were attacking in the newspaper, the second newspaper, until finally 9 months later they wrote the whole story was make-believe, it never happened. So Rav Unterman came to the yeshiva before they wrote that it never happened. So he felt compelled to speak about that. So he said, the Gemara has halachas that are based on the pasuk, derachei hadarchei noyam, Gemara has in Yevamos din, Gemara has in Sukkah din, and based on darchei noyam. So he said, that's the halacha, pikuach nefesh, and menachri is derech Shabbos, because derachei hadarchei noyam. That's not correct. So the Rabbi Soloveitchik later on asked the boys, what did Rabbi Unterman say? So they told him about what he said. So he said, that's ridiculous. That's not true. You're allowed to be Michal Shabbos, because otherwise they'll make a pogrom on us. It's not because Darchinam. You don't change the dinim. Darchinam is Koveya Halochas. The Gemara is Koveya. How do you know what a lulav is? How do you know the details of the dinim of Yiba Michalitza? But you don't change dinim. The Gemara said, it's not Dercha Shabbos. So that's a sticky issue. But that's, we follow the Takonas HaKehilas. Moshe had a taina against the Mishnah Berurah, why he didn't quote this Chasam Sefer. The taina is not really against the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes in the introduction, he always quotes Achronim on the Daf, like the Machtzat Shekel, and the Prima Godim, and the Chemed Moshe, all Achronim on the Daf, or whatever Achronim are quoted in the Sefer Pischei Tshuva. There's a little Sefer Pischei Tshuva on Orachayim, where he has a Likut of Achronim. It's not as good as we mentioned earlier, in an earlier shiur. I mentioned Orchis Chaim from the Sepinka in the early 1900s. He has a likut, Mamish Sif by Sif. He has a likut, unbelievable likut, of Achreinim and Arachayim. And the Pischei Tshuva is a small little sefer, a tiny little sefer. He has a likut of Achreinim. So the Mishnah Berurah will only quote a Chasam Sefer, or he'll quote Agura Bo Halecha, an Achrein I never heard of. Mishnah Berurah quotes him, because he's quoted in this Pischei Tshuva, the sefer Pischei Tshuva quotes. Whatever's not quoted in Pischei Tshuva, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote. So the Taina is not really on the Mishnah Berurah. Taina is on the Sefer Pischei Tshuva. Why didn't he quote the Dibrei Chaim with the Chasam Sefer that they made a Takonas Akilas? You have to be Michal Shabbos for the Nochrim as well. There is a Gemara in Menachos that a fellow goes fishing on Shabbos. He wants to catch fish. He wants to have a fresh fish. He wasn't aware at all that the little baby fell into the water, and miraculously he saved the baby's life. He went fishing, adaited to fish, and he saved the baby's life. So the Gemara says, he's a Michal Shabbos. I was Pikuach Nefesh. He's Michal Shabbos because he caught fish. But he saved the baby's life. No, Pikuach Nefesh, only Dercha Shabbos if you have Kavana, the Shem Pikuach Nefesh. If you had a mind, you wanted to save someone's life. If you didn't have a mind, then it's not. So normally, let's say a doctor is treating a Jewish patient on Shabbos, he's Michal Shabbos to treat the Jewish patient. So he has to have kavana, lishmo, l'shem. He's treating the patient, obviously he has kavana to save his life. What if he's treating a nochri on Shabbos? So we paskin his mutter, because if I don't treat the nochri, they may kill me. Usually the doctor has a mind to save the patient's life. See, the doctor has to have a mind that it shouldn't be Michal Shabbos. He has to have a mind. I'm doing it to save my life, or to save, they should make a pogrom against the Jews. Otherwise, it's takano heter of pikuach nefesh. Then we have the famous din in the Gemara in Erevin, when the soldiers go because there's trouble and they have to be mechal Shabbos to protect the people in Eretz Yisrael. So after they win the battle, are they allowed to come back home? So the Gemara says they're allowed to come back, even carry all of the weapons that they took with them. Not only are they allowed to come back if there's a sakona, if they're going to stay where they are, there's going to be a sakona. No sakona. They shot that all the terrorists. Totally safe now. They're allowed to come back. So the later poskim apply the concept that appears in the first perek in Beitza, the few days, that we call this a tirus from shem trilos. The Gemara never says that, but that's achreinim. You're showing them out like that. Achreinim assume that you allow if a person went on a hatzolah call on Shabbos, and it's going to ruin his whole Shabbos. He's going to have to stay in the hospital. What's going to be is he's not going to see his wife and his children. So you have to allow him to be Mechal Shabbos, to come back home and to spend the rest of Shabbos with his family after he took care of the patient. Otherwise, next time he may not want to go on the first time. They'll just make believe he didn't hear the call, and then no one's going to take care of the patient. So he tiras seifah mishum tchilosim. Even though coming back is just for the good comfort of the Hatzolah man, but you have to allow him to come back. Otherwise, next time he may not want to go in the first place. So that's what the poskim say. We say he tiras seifah mishum tchilosim. So this has limitations. The Chassam Sofer talks about this. The Jewish doctor was the one and only doctor in Pressburg. And the farmer, the Goyisha farmer, sent the farmhand to pick him up by the horse in the wagon. So he said he had no choice, he had to go. So the shadow was, is he allowed to come back on Shabbos? So he says, first of all, the tira sofim shem tchilosam only applies if you're a hatzolah man, or they call you, they call it a doctor in the middle, and he has a way to avoid it. If he can make believe that he didn't hear the hatzolah call. Let's say he's on duty, Shabbos from 3 o'clock till 12 o'clock at night, he's on duty. If he doesn't show up, they're going to fire him. So what do you mean, tira sofim shem tchilosam? You don't give him any coolers. He knows he knows in advance he's responsible. If he doesn't show up, they're going to drop him from the stair for the hospital. So there is no hitir sof from shum chilos. Number one. Number two, it doesn't apply when he started the hatzolah work on Erev. Let's say he's in the middle of surgery, and it's a 6-hour surgery, and then he continues to do the surgery into Friday night. But he started on Erev Shabbos. So then there's no kula hitir sof from shum chilos. Only if he went in the middle of Shabbos, then we allow him to come back. Then he says, number three, Hitiris sofam shum tchilosa means I may, when I hear someone else is sick, I may not run to take care of him. I want to enjoy my Shabbos. What if I'm sick? What if I'm sick? My child is sick. So you allow me to come back? You don't have to encourage me to go to the hospital. Of course I'm going to go to the hospital. Whenever it's my life, that's besakana. You don't give me any kulas to encourage me to go on the first. Of course I'm going to go on the first. So he says, when the Chassam Sofer writes in that Shuvah, the end of Chosha Mishpat, when he has all the Hashmotas, all the miscellaneous Jews, he says, why are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos with the Noch? Because if you won't be Mechal Shabbos, they may make a pogrom, they may kill you. So you're going to be Mechal Shabbos for the guys, because your life is B'sakon. So we don't give you any coolness in the end. Of course you're going to go to save your own life. You're not going to be negligent over here. So you have all these restrictions when you apply it to yourself in Mishum Chilos. Traditionally, it was always assumed, the Magen Avraham and Hilchas Yontif writes, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes those Gemaras from Beitza Daf Yud Beis about it, so from Mishum Tchilosam, so the Magen Avraham says, and the Rishonim say like that, the Shittim Kubetzes on Beitza says like that, it only applies to Isurim Derabbanan. You don't allow Sofam Mishum Tchilosam, you don't allow to violate Isurim Deraisa later in order to encourage him to go in the first place. So the Pashta says that it should be the same by Malecha Shabbos, we would allow, let's say, the man went on a Hatzolah call, and he's stuck in the middle of Manhattan, and he lives in Washington Heights, so we would allow him to take a ride, to get a goy, to drive him home, to spend the rest of Shabbos with his family. But what about he himself should drive the car back on Shabbos? Driving a car is a malacha deraisa. So traditionally, it was always assumed that we don't allow hitir sofam shum trilosam. And Isurim Deraisa. The problem is, but the Gemara talks about the soldiers carrying their weapons back. And they're carrying the weapons on a highway. It's a Rishus Aram Deraisa. Highways are Rishus Aram Deraisa. So there's a tshuva in the Chelkas Yoyev. Chelkas Yoyev was a Talmud Chover of the Avnineza. Also given a Chassidish Rebbe. Chassidish Rebbe knew how to learn. big Talmud Chacham. So the Chelkas Yoy writes, Iteris Amishim Tchilasim is only on the Rabbanans. The Gemara says he's allowed to carry it back up. He says, I don't know. He's guessing. He says, maybe the answer is that Hoitzoah is a Malocha Grua. Tosis writes on the first time of Shabbos, Hoitzoah is Malocha Grua. And the Prima Godim has, therefore, certain Alochas are different. We have certain Kulas in Hoitzoah that don't apply anywhere else. Maybe that's the reason why we allow Hitiruso from Shum Tchilosam on Hoitzoah. And if anybody has a better explanation, please send me a letter, and I'll include it in the second edition of my Sefer. That's what the Chalkos Yoiv writes. He doesn't know. So Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva. You're allowed to drive back on Shabbos. The Hatzola people are allowed to drive back on Shabbos because the Gemara says, Hoitzoah is Mutar, Hoitzoah is a Malocha Deraisa. So you see that even a Malocha Deraisa, he says, Hitiruself Mishum Tchilos. This is against the Rishonim and the classical post. Everybody always said Natsa. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach disagreed with Rav Moshe, and he wrote a tshuva, so he has a very interesting tshuva. He has the title of the tshuva, and then he has an asterisk. He writes on the bottom of the page, I asked permission of Rav Moshe Feinstein to publish a tshuva in disagreement with him. And he gave him permission. You could have fooled me. I would have thought that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was as great as Rav Moshe. I enjoy his tshuvas more than Rav Moshe's. His tshuvas are always so logical, and they're always so beautifully written. He felt that Rav Moshe was much greater than him. They told me that Rav Yankee Kamenetsky once went to a Knesset Gdoila in Eretz Yisrael, the Aguda International Convention, and he went out of his way. He wanted to meet this Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I heard so much about him years ago. When he first became world famous, he wanted to meet him. So then he met him and was very taken by him. Then he came back to America. He said, but he's not Rav Moshe. Moshe is greater than him. So you could have fooled me. I wouldn't have known. And the difference in age was not that different. Rav Shlomo Zalman was also pretty old. Rav Moshe was a little older than Rav Shlomo Zalman. But he felt that Derech Eretz dictates he's not allowed to print a tshuva disagreeing with Rav Moshe without his permission. So when they reprinted the tshuva in his sefer Mincha Shlomai, they left out that asterisk, and they left out the footnote. So he was very upset. So in the second edition, they put it back in. He felt that you have to write, that he got permission. So that's in New York. There are different hatzovas. So some of the hatzovas follow Rav Moshe, and most of the rabbanim are not happy with Rav Moshe's psak. They think the way the classical poskim say, that a tiras of shum tchilasim is only on the rabbanim. If they ask a goy to drive you back, that would be mutter, but not to drive back yourself. In Eretz Yisrael, they have from some of the prominent religious hospitals, Shari Tzedek Hospital has, that they have doctors and nurses who live all over the place, way chutz l'tchum, and they have a goyish driver who picks them up. They know, Shabbos afternoon, 2 o'clock, they're going to pick me up. They're going to drive me an hour to get to Yerushalayim. It's way chutz l'tchum. So this is very, very questionable. I was told that now, that Rav Osher Weiss was asked to be the posik for Shari Tzedek Hospital. He's very upset about this. Very shvera kula. How are you allowed to? I have a job, and I'm a Mechal Shabbos. How are you allowed to be a Mechal Shabbos for your job? You have a job to be in a hospital in Shari Tzedek, so move to Yerushalayim for Shabbos. What's that? If you're having a baby, so the baby comes and the baby wants to come. So the Magen Avraham says, when you're in the ninth month, you should be near the hospital so you won't have to be Mechal Shabbos. So that's a chumra. You don't know for sure that you're going to have to, the baby's going to, you don't know you're going to go into labor on Shabbos. So if it's not putting yourself out too much, then you should be in the hospital on Shabbos. But the doctor or the nurse knows that he has to go to work on Shabbos. So what's the hetter to live? I remember in Shalavim, the wife of one of the rebbes was a nurse in Shari Tzedek every Shabbos afternoon. The guy would come pick her up. Woo! Shalavim is far away from Yerushalayim. Not chutz l'tchum. I thought it's chutz l'tchum. They told me Rav Osher Weiss is not happy about this, but...
Is this problem even for this because they have a choice?
Also, yeah, they have a choice. Be in Yerushalayim for Shabbos. But what's the? Why do you have to be home for Shabbos? If you have a job, and you know you have to be Mechal Shabbos, so go there on before Shabbos. What's that to lead a normal life and then to be Mechal Shabbos in the middle? But the Amir and the Nachri is also even at the Rabbanan. Tchumen is all the Rabbanan also. But what's the hetter? Cheerful topic, okay, very good. We should all be healthy. We shouldn't need any of these halachas. Bakasha.
According to Rav Moshe, it could even go for the Reisa, but what happens if a Chatzal gets a call an hour before Shabbos? They want to come back from the hospital on Shabbos. So Chab Sofer said that only if you go on Shabbos.
Sometimes it's only if you went on Shabbos.
But Moshe, we make until 11 if you go on Shabbos.
Don't